Born out of the plantation days, a call for fair pay and benefits drove many pineapple and sugarcane workers to unionize. Eric Gill is the financial secretary treasurer at Unite Here Local 5, a union that represents over 10,000 Hawaii hotel workers.
Hawaii's people were faced with a real problem. You know, 100 years ago, Hawaii's people were living in a two-crop plantation economy. People came here from all over the world to seek opportunity, and when they looked around, what they saw was plantation jobs. Opportunities were limited. They shopped in company stores, lived in a company housing. There was virtually no middle class.
In July of 1841, sugar workers in Kauai staged Hawaii's first strike. They were being paid at a rate of 12 cents a day.
So they grasped the same tool that working people everywhere grasp when they realize that they are powerless and disenfranchised. Working people realize they're stronger together. And that's all a union is people organizing to stand as one to confront power that they could not successfully deal with on an individual basis.
Today, Hawaii represents the third largest unionized workforce in the country, trailing only Alaska and New York. But Gill says there are still plenty of battles ahead. Over time, our labor force has shifted from plantation crops to tourism.
Hawaii is a relatively prosperous community, even though we depend on a tourist industry that in many, many communities where there isn't a union, provides only poverty-level jobs and no real future or security for either the workers and their families or the community as a whole.
Audrey Jordan G. Kane has been a member of Local 5 for nearly 23 years. She started in hotel work at the Sheraton Waikiki. Audrey also brings a longer-term perspective of victories won in Hawaii.
My grandparents came here back in the 1900s, and they work in the cane fields and the pineapple field. There was no 8-hour work day. There was no sick leave, vacation, all those things that we enjoy now. Somebody actually fought for it. To me, that's honoring the past. My way of saying, you know, thank you, and we'll try to maintain that for the future workers.
Meanwhile, Audrey won't be making any plans this Labor Day. She'll be working. Molly Solomon for HPR News.